There, it started up good. Flying Cool Tech. March 14, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about ordinary, everyday blind people. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, Larry Scoochcon.
Let's go straight, little buddy. I bet Liz is leaving at the same time as us, and Jake thinks he's going to go for a ride. I think Liz wanted us to ride, too, but man, when you got Crocs on, every opportunity you got to walk, you have to take it. Man, what a difference from yesterday. I actually was considering wearing shorts yesterday. And was really pretty darn warm on the way home. This morning it's 32 degrees. Got my gloves on. No hat or anything yet. Oh, today's trash day, isn't it, little buddy? We are, by the way, in Louisville, Kentucky. Taking about a 40-minute walk this morning on our way into work while we talk about technology, life, and whatever. I try not to talk too much about just podcasting in this podcast because, like Keith and I were talking about at work, so much of these, that's all right, good boy. So much of these kinds of things end up perpetuating themselves. You know, there's a lot of podcasts devoted just to podcasting, and that's fine. But that's not what this one is. All right. Good boy. Fairly brisk wind this morning. I don't know if you could tell. I crossed in front of that truck and then he came around and turned left and went along our right side. A truck. I assume it was a pickup truck. Sounded like one. I don't know why. Well, yesterday, almost said the other day because there's been several podcasts since, but yesterday I did one called Crocs and Thanks, and well, let me update you on the Crocs a little bit first, and then the really cool news about the Thanks. Somebody's starting up their car in the driveway there. Oh, this is a hill. Excuse me. So I got my first opportunity yesterday to get the Crocs. Good boy. That's it. Good doggy. Good boy. There you go, little buddy. I hope that wind's not coming through too badly. I really have got to check out those microphones. Well, you hadn't heard this yet. It'll be on tomorrow. Debbie Norling got her binaural mics. From the church-audio.ca, and they sound really like what I'm looking for, because the things that one thing I really didn't like about the original binaural mics was the cords were so thin, and I I think they're really made to sort of allow you to record incognito. But that's not really something that I'm interested in most of the time. I've had occasions where that would be nice. Or not necessarily so much incognito, but a little less, hey, no sniffing, conspicuously. But these ones that she reviews have got heavy-duty cables that you can plug in and out of. So if your cable goes bad, you can just replace it. And apparently some pretty darn good windscreens on them too. So I might just order a pair of those. They sound really good. So, I was telling you yesterday, whoa, that wind is strong. I hope that's going to be a real test to these windscreens. I was, gave the Crocs their first test of some real water inside the shoe, inadvertently. I was walking home and it had been raining all day. In fact, I was listening to the news this morning and the Metropolitan Sewer District, MSD, is stating that this is the worst water levels and amount of water to deal with since the big flood we had here back in 97. I wasn't living here at the time of that, but I heard some stories. Anyway, I was walking across the street, and usually Jake's pretty darn good about not stepping in puddles. Even though I did have my first lab, he loved to walk just right straight through them, which was fine for me at the time. Of course, the two shepherds I had, you know, they'd go a block out of the way to avoid one. But Jake just goes right around them. For some reason, we didn't make this one, though. And I was wearing these shoes with the top down, so to speak, no back strap on them. And stepped in the water, and I took a step on that foot, and then another step, and I was out of the shoe. So I backtracked, and it was kind of funny. I actually had moved further than I thought as I was backtracking. I didn't have any trouble finding it, but I put the strap on the back after that, and it really was pretty well dried out by the time I got home. So now the thing is, had you been wearing a regular shoe, it probably wouldn't have got wet in the first place there. Well, I don't know if you can tell or not, but we have switched over. The new files are actually being placed onto the new site. And wow, what a difference it's already made for me. Let's talk about first the download speeds. I don't know if you've watched Juice while it's downloading your content, but the Blind Cool Tech downloads were coming in like around 70, 75, sometimes as low as 50. And that's when they're being served from archive.org, where I had the first 429 of them, I believe. And this morning I was looking at the download speed, and it was at 464. So I think you're going to notice quite an improvement there. Also, I just clicked on a link in the webpage and it was up and playing the audio much, much more quickly. So I hope we don't put too much of a strain on Tom's servers there, but we're gonna give it a shot. The next thing I did last night was to enable the HTML tags inside the RSS feed. And by that I simply mean that I did have a part of my script went in and looked for a less than sign and stripped everything away until the next greater than sign. Good boy. So there were no links or anything in the RSS feed. Well, I took that out of there and replaced that so that it actually puts an and LT semicolon and an and GT semicolon, which are entities for XML to represent the less than and greater than sign. Would you notice that echo change right there? Good boy. Good doggy, huh, buddy? I don't know what you took me on, but... So, test that out, and one really interesting side effect of that I guess I didn't even realize, but it's very cool, is if you go to the... If you go to the subscriptions tab in Juice, go down to Blind Cool Tech, and then tab over to the episodes list. When you right-click on an episode, if there's links in it, it'll actually have a links menu item. Or if you just choose to view the show notes, you can still go straight to any links that are in that particular show note. And Juice is extracting that from the RSS feed. Ray and I were wondering if it was from... Well, that's right. I guess it depends on what software you're using. I know in the case of the way I'm doing it, Juice is getting those show notes right from the RSS feed. One thing I have to point out to you, this is one of the little quirks of Juice. If you can't just hit the applications key, you have to move your screen reader's cursor to the list item and then press the simulated right click button, which I believe in Window Eyes and JAWS are both the same key. My Juice, by the way, is, if you don't know, is a Podcatcher software package. So you can subscribe to this and other podcasts and have it automatically download them to your hard drive. So they're waiting for you when you're ready to use them. And you can download Juice. I believe you can probably go to the frequently asked questions link on Blind Cool Tech. And you should be able to, should be a direct download to Juice right there. Good boy. Now, the part that excites me even more than those terrific download speeds is the elimination of all that rmedia publisher stuff. So now, once I've tagged the file with the ID3 tag info, before I do that, I have to establish the author and the content so that that material will be transmitted with the file. I like for these things to stand on their own, you know. So if 50 years from now somebody picks up VCT 436 owner trained .mp3, they can see from the ID3 tags that this is from Nikki, and I don't remember your last name, Nikki, sorry, and that it's about training guide dogs and service dogs on your own. So those ID3 tags are important. So anyway, once I get that thing tagged, what I've did this morning, just as a thank you for not running me over, what I did was I copied them over with Windows Explorer, but starting probably tonight when I get back from Bollinger in the morning early, I will modify my script so that it, when I tag it, it'll actually just go ahead and copy it over and fill out the URL field. So then the only thing I need to do, that'll be about a 2-minute job, piece of cake there. Then what I need to do is have some automated process that will wait. So if I want to send up 5 files, I can copy them all over. I've got the show notes done and everything. I want to be able to walk away from it, and when the files are up, have the web page update and the RSS feed update. So I don't want to have to babysit it. All right, we're coming up to Ewing Avenue here. Looks like we've got the traffic, so we're going to go ahead and go. Good boy, little buddy. That's it. I am wearing socks with my Crocs this morning since it is 32 degrees, and I'll admit my toes are a little cool. I just cannot get over the comfort of these things. Just, it's amazing. So, I've been thinking about some more ways to collaborate, and I've really torn between which way to go with this stuff. Marielle Louise sent me a message outlining some advantages of the blog style, but you know, when I go to WordPress or go to blindcooltech.com/WordPress, which by the way is not up, you know, you can't pick links off there yet to download, but it's nice that you can have categories, but the navigation of the page is just not, it just doesn't seem as friendly. One thing about Blind Cool Tech, you don't have to know the way the website is right now. You don't have to know a darn thing about blogs or archives. Ooh, apologize for that wind. Not much I can do about it though. Good boy. Well, this will be a real test of these windscreens. By the way, did you guys get a chance to listen to Krister Ekstrom's walk to a Chinese restaurant in his hometown of in Sweden? What was it? Mar something. But, wow. what some nice recording equipment and microphones that was. You could hear him. You could hear the echoes as he was tapping his cane. It's very cool. Some nice clocks in there too. Somebody should do a cast on clocks. I wanted an antique clock, or at least a winding, chiming clock. Oh, here a couple years ago. Good boy. And I ended up going to getting it from eBay. I had a frustrating time. That actually would be another great topic for a podcast. How to effectively snipe. Because that, I found out, is really the only way you're going to win a bid in a lot of cases. So, I got this Seth Thomas clock from the 70s. I think I paid around $220 for it. But I've always been fascinated with clocks, and Krister sure sounded like you had some nice specimens there. I want to thank Roxy too for that interesting information about owner-trained guide dogs. You know, the other day we were talking about Blind Cool Tech growing so much that we may have to subcategorize someday. Ooh, that wind is bad. Well, I can see that guide dogs would be a great subcategory too. I do have a couple of questions about the clicker training. And I should read these books. All three of you all are doing it, and I totally agree with what I understand of it, with the positive reinforcement. I have no problem with that. I just, like Debbie, you know, she went out the other day and didn't have her clicker with her. So, that was one of the first things I thought when I heard about this. From Debbie, as a matter of fact. Well, you know, oh no, not another thing to carry around. So I thought, you know, I wonder if you couldn't just substitute it with something like that. Or some mouth noise that you could, something you could make in any circumstance. Good doggy. Liz and I went to the mall last night. She was looking for some tennis shoes, some sneakers, some white ones. And I don't know why she doesn't want to get some Crocs, because, but I don't try to evangelize, you know. I do to you guys though, don't I? But I don't have to live with you. And we stopped in it was a Payless in the mall there. And we stopped in there, and I'll be darned, they had some knockoffs of Crocs already. Some Croc knockoffs. Good boy. Anyway, I'd like to try the clicker approach without the clicker. I think I have really good control of Jake. Especially in a working situation. I was laughing. I don't know if you heard yesterday. Instead of leaving from the front of the house, we left from the back and went around the side. And this sidewalk goes right in front of the house and then meets with the steps that go up to the front door. Or if you go straight, there's some steps that go down to the driveway. Or if you take a left, that's the way we usually go out when we come out the front door. So Jake got to that intersection, they just stopped. And you know, all I had to do was say left, and boom, he shot over there. He just wasn't sure what we were doing. This was different. And I had to kind of laugh at him. It's amazing what kind of relationship you build up with a guide dog. And I've talked about this before. It's amazing how different every one of them is personality-wise. I mean, one example, at work there, I know when Freddie used to sleep under the desk, all I had to do was turn my chair around and hold my hand out, and bam, he was up into it. With Jake, I need to get, you know, an alarm clock, fire truck running through, a couple of squirrels maybe, and then he'll open one eye. I mean, I guess he just sleeps hard. He sure doesn't sleep hard at 5 a.m. when it's feeding time, though. Have you guys seen, I've seen a lot of spam and a lot of phishing schemes, but this one the other day had to take the cake for originality. So this was one from the IRS. You have a $64.28 refund. And first thing I thought was, well, I've never seen the IRS do anything like that before. And if they're going to give you a refund, they'll just send it in the paper mail, you know. And then when I got five of these in one day, well, I mean, I knew immediately that it was spam. But, you know, that brings up a good point. You know, don't even bother opening that kind of stuff up. excuse me. You know, anything that says we need to reauthorize, or your account is about to be suspended, or, you know, you have $64 to click here to claim this. That stuff is all spam. I hope you all know that already. Just don't even be tempted. Even if PayPal sends you a note that says, your PayPal account is about to be suspended, don't do it. Just delete it. If you think PayPal is about to suspend your account, go to your browser, type www.paypal.com so you know you're going to the right site. Internet Explorer 7 is in beta test right now, in fact, and it has some verification for false website, for websites that make themselves look like other websites. I believe it even calls it phishing protection. I haven't seen it catch one yet, but then I don't, you know, like I said, I don't even open those messages. I just delete them. I'll have to try it just for to see if IE7 really does work. Somebody really too, if not me, needs to do a quick demo of IE7. There's some nice features in there. Probably one of my favorites is the support for RSS now, including RSS with enclosures, which means podcasts, which means Internet Explorer can be your podcatcher. Now, this is version 7, which isn't out yet. There's a beta 2 in public beta right now, and that's the one I'm using. Now with this new version, if you hit enter on an RSS file, Internet Explorer interprets the enclosure tags as links so that you can actually look at the show notes, and it doesn't look like pure garbage anymore. In other words, it tries to render it in a human readable format, and it's got little icons for each of the episodes and so forth. So maybe with that, you know, there might not even be a need to do a web page anymore. That's pretty much is a web page, except for the archiving part of it. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk with you about was this means of collaborating on these show notes. Ooh, that wind is cold on my toes right now. Good thing I did wear socks. Is this light not going to go for us? Before I get to that, though, let me just say, really like the ideas that are going around about topics on Blind Cool Tech chat room. Debbie Norling is going to show up there, I believe she said Saturday evening, and talk about clicker training with dogs. So this would be really neat to have a topic or two every week. Sort of podcasting interactive, huh? And hopefully somebody will record those, and those are probably, I don't know, you may not even have to edit it, you may just want to do the whole thing, but if they get slow or too dry. So yeah, this, the part about getting the casts up there is so improved, it's unimaginable. But the part about collaborating, we have got to figure out what in the world's going on. Well, I think I know what's going on. I think I told you. There's the light finally. Maybe this light's out. No, this guy's stopping. I'm just going to go down to the next one. Left. Good boy. I'll just go down here to Haldeman on this side of the road. If I'd have been paying better attention, I could have gone when those cars stopped. That brings out a perfect argument, though, about not relying on those lights. I'm trying to remember how I used to do that before that accessible light. I guess if there was no traffic, I just went. Which I could have done there, too. But, you know you have the light, why even bother? Just wait for the light. Anyway, whoa. Sharp jog over there. I don't know what that was, little buddy. Good doggy. That's it. Let's go straight. You can hear those wind chimes. Actually, I don't know if you can hear it or not. You can hear Interstate 64 up, oh, probably a couple miles further straight in front of me to the west. So, one thing I've thought about on collaboration that might just work with the system we've got, because I really like the simplicity of it and the cleanliness. You know better than that. What are you doing? Sniffing problem this morning here. Alright, here's our crossing. Jake's going right to it. Good boy. Let's push the button. No, I'm not riding. I don't know if he's stopping for me or not, but he sure is blocking my way. Yeah, there's a bus stop that I just passed. There's one on each side of the road. What I could do right now, this thing relies on a database that can be on a network or a local drive. And I think what we can do is map a network drive to a location. I probably could even make it on my hard disk. I need to double check into how to share a folder on my hard disk with the rest of the world. Oh, I know how to do that. But anyway, we could, like for instance, if Kai and I were both using this to, good boy, to review content and put it into the upload stream, probably what we'd have to end up doing, good boy. Well, what this really needs to happen, what I was going to say is, it could all work this way, but it's really not in a good database format right now. Good boy. I think it may work, though. It may be good enough. In fact, I may just put that over on the online storage site, or maybe if Tom will let us, we'll put it on this this new server. It seems to be quite a bit faster, and I think that probably will solve everything we've got going as far as issues, except for the archiving part, and I do have some ideas on that, because like I mentioned before, Trackit has got the ability to categorize, prioritize, and we can just set an initial priority, which is by default normal, and then just when the show expires, maybe we'll leave 30 or 60 of them on the website, and at that point we'll expire out the ones after that, and they'll still be available as archives, though. And we may just archive them by, I kind of like the idea of doing a whole year if we could, but I think we're going to exceed the size that we're allowed. Whoa, slick spot. Mud on the sidewalk there. That feed burner is going to allow, because they only allow, like I said, a 256 kilobyte RSS feed, which is plenty. I mean, that's not what RSS is for, is to archive everything. I think you'll see too that this new setup is nice. If you just want to copy off the files, they're all in one place now on archive.org. Well, you could walk through the RSS or through the web page links and grab all the files. But usually you have to have some additional software. And for new people, I think this will be perfect. They want to, they can just go to the list of all the files and grab 100 of them at a time or whatever. Good boy, little buddy. All right, we're stopping to let Jake take his morning break. We actually don't usually let him out during the day until we're going home in the evening there at the railroad tracks. And, you know, that's not unusual for a dog. I mean, plenty of dogs stay home all day like that. If we have opportunity, we will. But he, you know, when I take him out, he's really not interested. I take him out at lunch. All right, little buddy. Good doggy. Don't want to overwhelm the conversation with dogs. Good boy. Oh, shouldn't have walked out in front of that car, buddy. Sorry. At least we're on the driveway, so it's not too major of a deal. I really like the idea of this nylon harness. Punch in my code here. I almost said it out loud. I probably don't want to do that. I need to take these gloves off. Yeah, I didn't get it. There we go. Ooh, nice and warm. Good boy. Good doggy. It's nice and quiet. You can hear the cafeteria on the right there. Oh, looks like the plant. Good morning, how are you? Good. Good morning, Karen. Karen wears the best perfume. It's kind of sweet smelling. Reminds me of Smarties. I've told her that before.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.
Great one, and we will see you next time.